Okay, everybody, now we're going on to our final chart, which is the divergence between the, it's assumed to be the divergence between this S&P 500 and the advanced decline line. That's the cumulative advanced decline line, which is in our 1966 chart to the present. I did put the S&P 500 in here because it's fairly obvious if you go back to look at our short-term work, which I post every day, you can see this in detail. But I did want to point out to you, you know, there's certain ideas that it turns out that you have to remember kind of like really, really important. We saw in the first one, the 50-day moving average or the 55-day moving average, which is a 10-11-week moving average, always a good way to look at the market. The 200-day moving average is also a very good loan for the long term, but it's so slow that it turns out anybody that's competent in the 50-day time period, it will have figured out what's going to happen on the 200-day moving average as far as the turning points are concerned. When you get to the 200-day moving average, then you have to do something. But I do, on my daily charts, I do have the 200-day moving average printed on it. I believe it's still there. And but you don't need to work on that as an indicator. But when you get there, sometimes there's support and resistance levels there that you have to know about. So that's a key idea. The biggest key idea we had was the introduction to the 13-year for the 66 to the present 13 advanced decline T's. Within their limitations, the fact that you don't know where the low is, there are no mistakes on the projections of the time periods. Sometimes you make a big run, and they want to throw a small T in, like I had that 11th and 12th business, and so forth. But really, the whole thing that you collect in T theory, things that don't make mistakes. If you listen to people, you listen to the general talk that's going on, they'll always say, well, this could do this, but this could do that. The T's are very consistent. The 50-day moving average, you always plot that. If you're looking at a stock or something, like look at the 50-day moving average or 55-day moving average and look at it that way, you can get a lot of information out of that, and it doesn't really try to mislead you. The advanced decline divergence in the when you look at it against the an equity price, which could be the Dow Jones Industrial Average, but we had to use the S&P 500 because it's more than 30 stocks, or you could use the New York Composite Index, which is operating companies only. But in any case, what you're looking for is how to make decisions when everything else is going wrong. And we happen to be in one of those eras right now where you have a sideways move in the market average, which you can see, you know, when I draw all this stuff on my daily charts when I post it, it's going sideways. And in this chart, I've got that as the red line because I didn't overlap the S&P onto this. It gets a little bit too busy. So I show that in 2007, there's a red line which suggests that from June to October, the tops in the S&P 500 or most anything else that you would look at were basically going sideways. And we have another problem right now where if you look at the forecast of a mid-October high to the present, there is a tendency for the market to be going sideways again. In the sideways trends is always what they used to say. If they separate the men from the boys, can you figure out what a sideways trend is? Huh? Well, a sideways trend could be a top, like in the first example, and it could be a bottom, which we think is for the second example. So the only way you can reliably formulate, first of all, you can always wait, okay? That's what everybody does. But if you want to make money, you have to know that the answer is going to be before. That's the big thing, is you got to know what the answer is. Maybe you want to wait, okay? But you have to know what the answer is to a very high reliability. Otherwise, you're going to sit there and be surprised. In other words, you keep shorting the tops, and then you find out that it was a bottom, but you should have known it was going to be a bottom, so you shouldn't have done that. Or if you go back to 07, you see the markets coming, and you just keep buying more and more stocks, but there's going to be a bearish problem with the advanced decline line. You should have known that was a problem. Okay, so you should have been trading, but not investing. So it's very easy if you just take the advanced decline line and see that. It's my computer telling me it's 10 o'clock, that if you take the sideways trend, if you look primarily at sideways trends for the S&P or other index, which is the red line coming in off over 7, and you see that the advanced decline line at the same time is making a double top, is making a lower top, which by the blue line is coming down, then you suggest that you would never, as long as you believe that this is divergence is correct, you wouldn't listen to somebody telling you about something like the mutual funds have got a lot of money, there's a lot of momentum, if there's a problem, keep owning those gold funds. They're going to take you for a ride. You know, so you just go back. First, when you see something like that, first thing you do is you end up going to treasury bills, money market funds, or something like that. You don't own anything. And if you see a negative divergence where you get starts to look like you have to start thinking about short sales or bear market. Now, there's a T that says it's supposed to be a top in September, the one coming out of the 0203. But it's nice to have something up there that you know, is telling the same story. So then you get even less probabilities of getting into trouble. So that's how the divergence analysis, that's why it's very important. The advanced decline line is absolutely the stupidest indicator because it's just the net issues for the bottom zones. I sometimes get questions about using the advanced decline ratio. I've come to the conclusion there's a problem with that. It's a good indicator when you're trying to look over 10 or 20 years because it takes care of the problem that there's more issues all the time. But within a period of like a couple of years, or maybe like 3 or 4 years, there's a problem with the advanced decline ratio. It tends to suppress some of the divergences that you might want to see, and I don't think it's worth the trouble is basically what I'm saying. So in any case, well, let's just jump ahead here to the end of the chart. So what you've got here is you've got a case where the stock market is going sideways from the mid-October time period, and you've got the advanced decline line is breaking out with the blue line going positive. So it makes the normal conclusion that you're just going up, okay? And so that's the way you lean on that one, and you don't listen to the people that giving you a whole bunch of, well, it could go this way, it could go that way, or it's a big top or anything like that. You can get that from the FAGX area, but that fund is not moving up terribly fast right now, so you know it's okay. The fact that the government bond funds though look like they're falling off a T and they're going to, you know, maybe they have a little rally now, but they're going to go lower. That's also telling you a positive story. The T itself tells you a positive story, but that's neither here nor there because we're dealing with a short term issue. So I would say that those are three pretty interesting concepts. Always look at your investment on a 10 or 11 week basis with a line, and remember that if the line is going down, it's in a negative mode. If the line's going up, but go back to the gold for a moment. If it's going down, you always sell when it comes up to the moving average, or it just pokes its head above the moving average. If that moving average is moving down, and you go back and look at the gold, you can see that even if you got gold into a bear market when it rallied back to the 55-day moving average, if you sold it there, you'd probably been happy. So it's generally true that when the moving average is moving down and you come back to it, that's the place you want to sell it. But the advanced decline line divergence is good because you sort of get the picture earlier, and you're sort of set up psychologically as to do things. But you could certainly wait for the moving average to confirm something if you wanted to do that. But at least you're learning it for the right way. Okay, so that's going to wind up my presentation for this Sunday. We'll be going into the holiday season, so I wish everybody happy holidays and Christmas and so forth. But we just do this every week because it's T-Theory just runs every Sunday with this stuff. We can run right through. Next time we come back, we'll be looking at the year end. Maybe we'll see something that's going on here because of tax loss selling strategies. The selling strategies for tax losses and then repurchasing stuff is kind of mangles up. Plus, there's nobody around anyway. So maybe as we get closer to the end of the year, we'll see something that is bright. But at least in this analysis, it looks like it's a positive outlook, and that's the way to lean. So enjoy the holidays, and we'll be back next Sunday. Bye-bye.